From iAfrican Media, this is iAfrican Bites, a podcast that features commentary on African news, insights, opinions, and analysis with tech industry leaders and professionals. The podcasts are from interviews conducted by the iAfrican team, whether at events or when needed for commentary. I'm Badawun Kosokwane, host and editor-in-chief for iAfrican.com, spelled www.iafrican.com.
We're at the auditorium of Deep Learning in Durban, iAfrican, giving you coverage, rolling coverage throughout the whole week. We're here from the 1st of September till the 7th. Today's day four, today's poster day. And it's quite, a 360 interview because these two lovely ladies once had a poster. When was your first poster, Benelomi?
My first poster was using neurons to detect neurons.
What year was that?
2017.
And then Jade, what was your first poster?
Also 2017.
2017, what was the topic?
The topic was something entirely unrelated. It was using swarm robotics.
Yes.
To do foraging of things.
Foraging.
Foraging also slash research and retrieval.
Yeah. So how unreal is this that, I mean, you were once the same students and scholars outside with posters, and then today you've got a whole company that's actually monetizing and practically, you know, giving solutions to the world on, you know, AI and languages and data sets and all these models that you're building.
I mean, I think that part is really exciting.
Uh-huh.
But because we're so thick in that part, it's a little bit difficult to look at it from an objective view. But yesterday I was talking to Jade about how insane it was because at that first Indaba there was no NLP. Because African NLP was not a thing. And then I think a year later you then had that session where you called on everybody to work on African NLP.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday we were coming from this LLM workshop for low resource languages and the room was full and everybody was running an LLM and fine tuning it on a low resource language. And I was like, that was 7 years ago. I'm proud of you, man. This is amazing.
It's amazing. And I like how you're giving each other props. Like, we're badass.
It doesn't mean.
Okay, ladies. So you have the Nkuba LM.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Bula Bula data set out, API out. How is that going so far?
I think it's going well. We've had received a lot of like interest in the Nkuba LM.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of a milestone for us as an organization, really putting all our work into our first like major publication.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a lot of like really good reception on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think with the Bula Bula API, that's been really exciting because we're finally engaging with clients who want to use it. So we're seeing people, we've had our first sign up on the billing plan, our developer
Amazing.
Plan.
Amazing.
Very Amazing. Excited. We have onboarding a couple of SMMEs.
Okay.
So there's been huge growth to finally, you know, you spend a long time building, but you really want to, it only gets validated when someone starts using it.
100%.
And so that's very exciting.
So I read your newsletter that talked about, you know, Nkuba LM, Africa's first SLM, right? What does that mean?
SLM is small language model.
Okay.
And to build on Jade's answer, I think we're really excited because Nkuba marks the first step for us as an organization to really focus on what we believe the future of AI should look like, not just from a practical perspective of how it works on the ground,
yes,
but fundamentally, what are the principles and practices that we are using to build these models. So Nkuba is small, which means it can run on a CPU.
Uh-huh.
It's been trained on far less data.
Uh-huh.
It itself is smaller than the models it's been compared to. And this is really incredible because it means it's cheaper to train and cheaper to serve,
okay,
which means it's a lot more accessible. So when organizations release open source models, but they require exhaustive resources to be able to use, it's not really useful in our context. And this is the first time we were able to make something that was focused for us by us specifically so that it can be deployed on the ground in a way that makes sense.
Now, Pilinomi, walk me through the design aspect, because now you're talking about it's small. How do you balance quality? How do you over resource efficiency? Right? How do you balance that in the design process?
We would be telling you our secrets. No, I'm joking. It's completely open source and the paper has just come out as well. So you can go read the details.
Yeah.
But it has been a combination of decisions. So the selection and the curation of the data and the data set that was used to train the model, the selection and curation of the architecture and particular choices into how to optimize the data usage of how it is trained. I think a special tokenizer was also used, which is really important in the representation of language. That's off the top of my head. I didn't build the model though, so.
Yeah, it's gonna happen to me and I didn't build the model either, so.
I think that's basically it.
But I mean, it's a team effort and I think it's important for everybody to understand that. Walk me through the Nkuba LM team. Who was involved, who did what, and how was this? What's the thinking behind it? And what's the practical use case? Who's the client that you are ultimately designing this for?
Yeah, so I think in terms of our team, we've got our lead fundamental researcher at NAFU.
Cool.
Currently fixing something. And Bonaventure, they were the key team working on it. We also have Remu, who was a data officer and in charge of making sure that we curated the right data sets. But ultimately, the entire team got involved in some way or another. We had Jessica Ojo involved with the evaluation. Myself and Billy, and we helped some of the writing of the paper and the blog post. So it really...
Special team in making sure that it was out there.
Yeah.
The messaging behind what it was built. So it's a full team effort.
Yeah, so it's really been a full team effort. In terms of the client, this is the thing about research is it's the fires of building something for the future.
100%.
And so... this model should be something that could be used by anyone on the African continent. We are targeting 5 languages in this particular one. So we're looking at isiZulu, Xhosa, Hausa, Yoruba, and Swahili for this particular one. And the goal is for anyone to be able to use it.
I can tell you're bordering your markets. I can see the business behind me. I'm trying to get market share.
And so in the short term, we've had a lot of requests for being able to do LLMs for customer service, being able to do them for like a whole variety of tasks, kind of across African content and different domains. And so this is the first step towards being able to do that in a way.
And if I may add, I think what has been particularly important for us philosophically is like, how do you take the resources that are available on the African continent and make sure that we're not duplicating efforts in different parts and different regions where we could all be working together to build on to the same thing to make it bigger. So the whole point of the Nkuba model is to have a base that people can build on top, but it means they don't have to start from scratch. And so in that way, we're really targeting researchers and other organizations and institutions to use it as a base to build on top of so they don't have to start from the beginning.
One of the things I can add is that it takes a lot of resources to be able to train this. So, you know, even if we're training a small model, it takes a lot, and which is why repeating that effort all across the continent is a waste. It doesn't make sense. So like we had some of the resources, we put it in, we've created a base, and hopefully everyone can improve on that.
Just to quantify it for me, and it's very important that we quantify it because, you know, you're one of the leading AI companies on the continent. When you say it's resource intensive, just for the benefit of our viewers, how big are those resources, you know? Whether it's cost or just CPUs or computational power, just draw the picture.
Yeah. So
$30,000 in compute credits.
Wow.
No, at least it was more.
$30,000.
Yeah.
Compute credits.
My goodness.
And that's to train it once. And then that's excluding all the troubleshooting, all the
evaluation,
all the things
testing,
that
reiterated.
And it was trained on, and this is a small setup for an LLM. It was trained on 8 A100s, which are pretty large, beefy GPUs. And
we don't really have access.
Don't really have access to anymore. and that's the kind of scale you need to get. It's really hard on this continent to even get access to one. And so at some stage you got access to 8, which would be nice, for a very short period, which we used to train this, and burn through a bunch of money. And now we have a base. So everyone should get the most use out of it.
As CTO, it's important for me to ask you this. What metrics and benchmarks are you using to measure reliability? Are you using to measure, you know, just accuracy?
I don't know why she's laughing.
Because I've been running the model now.
Just before you came here, actually. Yes, I saw that.
And it's a base model.
Yeah.
So it doesn't perform very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're, in general. Yeah. But yeah. what we do is we take, at least in this case, because we know it's still in the research sphere rather than in the production sphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why we have our Kula Wula API. That's all our production products. And Nkube is our research initiative.
Okay.
And so if we look at it from a research perspective, we've taken a number of the very big benchmarks that have recently been translated into African languages. So Masakane has done a really good job of doing that. So we've got AfriX and Lai.
Which is basically true, false, positive.
Yeah. I think it's
the same category.
Yeah.
True, false, neither.
Yes. So you've got some reasoning data like ones, you've got some question answering ones, you've got sentiment, you've got a whole variety of tasks that you then evaluate this on. And what we can do is we can run it and we can see how well it performs compared to much larger LLMs, some other smaller ones, and we can see overall how we're comparing. Do we think this can be used in production yet? No. We've got a long way to go, but this is the first step.
This is the R&D stage before we get to that stage.
Yeah, and like we need to have this base. And we've released a data set which people can use to make it better, which we haven't even had capacity to be able to train it with yet. So if people want to take our Instruct data set, it'll make the model significantly better at
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the open source strategy because it allows you to have a lot more people to, you know, help you and participate in that exercise.
And they've done really cool things already. So somebody's already used that Instruct data set to create an adapter onto the model, which improves performance significantly. Somebody's already deployed it on a Hugging Face inference endpoint, so now you can actually play with it as it is on Hugging Face, and then you can go see that as a base model. Just doing its best. But yeah, it's been really amazing to see how the community has jumped on it as an opportunity for us to drive NLP for African languages forward. It's been really exciting.
Ladies, it's important for me to say this. We love the work that you're doing. We appreciate the intensity and the importance of the work you're doing it. And there's not a lot of people on the continent that is doing what you're doing currently. And you might not realize it, or you might realize it. What you're doing is the bedrock that's going to propel a lot of further African AI startups 10, 20 years from now. Because you're washing the dirty laundry that nobody wants to wash. So by the time everything is clean, everybody can now, you know, use the clean linens and everything. But it's important because somebody needs to wash those dirty dishes for everybody to eat, you know. And it's important.
No pressure.
Thank you so much for coming on iAfrican.com. Like I said, guys, we're going to be bringing more of these interviews, key interviews from key people and players on the continent in AI and machine learning. It doesn't get any bigger than this. Follow us.
Thank you for listening to iAfrican Bytes. Please share your feedback with us on our socials. On Twitter at iAfrican. On LinkedIn at iAfrican.com. And check out our other podcasts, The Tefo Mohapi Show, Take Legal Matters, and The Lead Creator, on all podcast streaming platforms. And also make sure to head over to www.iafrican.com. That is iafrican.com/radio. And subscribe for notifications. iAfrican Bytes is an iAfrican Media original show, produced by Nzalo Mbangana and content producer and host by Don Kotokwane.